By now, I'm sure you have heard that Governor Whitmer has declared a public health emergency in Michigan. She's going after e-cigarettes, specifically flavored vaping concoctions. No more cotton candy or bubblegum flavors or anything, actually. Nothing at all, except for tobacco flavor, not even menthol or mint. On the line with me, Dr. Roger Klein, former Health and Human Services advisor to the FDA and CDC and a legal expert as well. Doctor, welcome back.
Hi, Steve. Thank you for having me on.
So, all right, so tell me, public health emergency, I'm not in disagreement that it's a problem, as I had shared with folks here. I've been to different get-togethers, but you see all the young people, they do two things. They vape and they text, right? This is what they do. It's bothersome, but is it really a public health emergency?
Yes, you get concerned that maybe we're confusing a couple of issues. There's been a good number of reports of individuals who have developed pulmonary disease, lung disease, from vaping. And I think it looks as if that has more to do with cannabis, vaping cannabis or even bootlegged fluids.
Sure.
And it does to do with vaping itself. And I'm a little concerned there's an overreaction to all the media attention that's been given to these injuries that aren't reflective of the conventional vaping that most of us think about.
Well, there's a lot of truth to that. We know that a lot of these emergency room visits are connected to not to nicotine vape products, right? But the argument from the governor is that grape-flavored and bubblegum-flavored and cotton candy or whatever they are, I don't vape, so I'm not real familiar, but I've seen them online, that these flavors encourage children to vape, young people. And you look at middle school students, high school students, as many as 1 in 5, according to surveys, vaped last year. And I see that as a concern. I understand that. But what about the adults that have been able to quit smoking, which we know is deadly, and kills, in Michigan alone, 16,200 people a year. That's 45 a day. Nationwide, 1,300 will die today from smoking. That's a true public health emergency, is it not?
I agree with you. I think that, again, you get concerned that this isn't an overreaction and, to some extent, grandstanding. I mean, if you look at these flavored liquids, encourage young people, and it's a problem. I mean, we really need to try to discourage the vaping explosion that's occurring with young people. But they also appeal to adults, and there are data that suggests that adults who are able to go full time vaping and get off these really deadly cigarettes favor the flavored liquids as well. So I mean, you don't want to throw out the baby with the bathwater.
I'm a little cynical too, because I know anecdotal stories, as do you, doctor, lots of them, of people that quit smoking because they liked the flavor of whatever they went to, right? So they went to flavored vaping products as adults. Maybe they liked wild cherry or sour apple or whatever they went for. I don't know. But they quit smoking because the devastation of smoking on this country, 500,000 people this year will die from smoking. Untold billions of dollars spent from Medicaid and private insurance and lost time at work, and the list just goes on. It's devastating across the board. But here in Michigan, tobacco also brought in $920 million in tax revenue last year. You know, $350 million went to schools because of that, and another $180 million to the general fund, and the list goes on. Maybe I'm a bit cynical, but it makes me think that if vaping was bringing in that kind of money, they wouldn't be worried about it.
You know, you have a great point. I saw your governor on one of the major news networks over the last couple of days, and she mentioned that that vaping wasn't appropriately taxed, and I saw her eyes light up, kind of the way Democrats do when they're looking to take money and spend it.
And I
got the same impression. Is this going to be a shakedown where there's 3 months and 6 months, and during that time they figure out a way to tax it, and then all of a sudden all is good?
Yeah, well, you wonder. Here's the impact in Michigan: $4.59 billion spent on healthcare costs annually, $1.36 billion for Medicaid, productivity loss, $4.78 billion. So Michigan pays a price of $10 billion a year for smoking. But the tobacco tax revenue distribution, of the $920 million that comes in, the school aid fund gets $343 million, Medicaid trust, $330 million, the general fund, $180 million. The Healthy Michigan Fund, as ironic as that is, $32 million. I mean, tens of millions of dollars are passed all over the state. Tobacco's big business, and it's big business for governments, large and small, all over this state and all over this country.
You know, what you're saying is sad, and the concern is among some of us that there's probably truth to it. I mean, to promote a product we know is deadly when there's an alternative that really does appear to be much safer, seems to me to be it's actually a real indictment against having government get so heavily involved in these things, because you're making and maybe fostering the availability of conventional combustible cigarettes, and then making it much harder to get vaping products that could save a lot of lives.
And here's the other thing: the governor's contention that this is all targeted at children, bubble gum, and this. Well, if that were true, why do we have hard lemonade and why do we have hard cider for sale, alcohol, and all sorts of different flavors of vodka and different things you see? There's flavors for everybody. And so if that premise were true, then public health emergency should be declared on flavored alcohol as well. I mean, let's be honest. And as you look at high school students who smoke in Michigan, it's about 10.5%, 56,000 kids, give or take. Those who use e-cigarettes is about 14.8%. So they're both considerably, both should be considered. I don't think it's a good idea for all these kids to be hooked up on nicotine, but again, it's this declaration of a public health emergency that I'm like, what about equal protection under the law? Why just this product, this group of people? It's interesting to me, doctor.
I think we're on the same page here, but I'm not a vaping proponent. If you don't smoke, look, I wouldn't encourage somebody to go out and use this stuff. We really don't have long-term studies. We don't know what the long-term impacts are. But from everything we do know, if you use vaping products from a reputable manufacturer, they're going to be safer than cigarettes. And I think there are data that also suggests that in fact, some young people are vaping instead of smoking. And so smoking rates have continued to decline among young people. Now, a higher percentage of people who vape go on to smoke. We don't know whether they would have done so or not.
We don't know. Dr. Roger Klein, former Health and Human Services advisor to the FDA, CDC, and others, and a legal expert as well. Doctor, greatly appreciate your time.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you so much. We're going to have more on this after the break, so don't go anywhere. Today, more people than ever also planning to work into retirement. Sadly, many are doing so because they have to. And that's why it's vitally important that you have a solid financial plan. Never too late to begin preparing for that retirement. At least you get it done. And wouldn't it be great if you didn't have to work in retirement unless you really wanted to? Let Bruce Van Hall and Mike Douglas of Life Plan Advisory Services help you. Their goal is to help you enable you and your family to live free from financial worry now and throughout the rest of your lives. All right? Find out more. MyLifePlanFinancial.com. MyLifePlanFinancial.com. You tell them Steve Gerber sent you.
Want to lose 4 inches in just 2 weeks? You can with Wyckoff Wellness and Verju Laser Treatments. The Verju is cutting-edge laser technology that melts away the fat and sculpts your body. Treatments take less than an hour. Sculpt your hips, thighs, waist, or upper arms with the Verju Laser. And Verju is specially priced this month. What are you waiting for? Verju is FDA-approved, and Wyckoff Wellness has the only Verju in Michigan. Call now, 517-333-7270, or log on to WyckoffWellness.com.
You never want to make that call to the insurance company. I know I don't, but when you have to, you have to. I'm Steve Gruber, and that's why I trust Mauer Foster Insurance. Just recently, I had to make that call. My truck got banged up, and it needed some work. I called Mauer Foster for answers. What a relief to deal with a team of professionals that knew exactly what I needed. It took one phone call, my repairs were in motion, and now I'm back on the road. So when anyone asks me, who do I trust for insurance? That's easy. Mauer Foster Insurance. in Lansing.
Darren College, a former NFL Super Bowl champion, signed the most important contract of his life to serve in the Army National Guard.
The National Guard for me was a perfect fit. I've had a lot of military in my family. It's a big part of what my family's done for a long time. I want to go out there and make a difference. I want to be a part of something bigger than myself. I didn't find that in the normal day-to-day life. I didn't find that working behind a desk. I realized being hands-on and being a soldier was something that would keep me active, keep me outside, keep me in that team environment that I craved and that I needed so much. And then the opportunity to serve my community and serve my country was just icing on the cake. I wanted to be in Boise, Idaho. I wanted to be home. The National Guard gave me the opportunity to stay right where I was, serve my country and my community, and it was the best of both worlds. I grew up flying bush planes in Alaska with my dad. I was fortunate enough to get my pilot's license. I wanted to be in helicopters. I wanted to be a crew chief. The Army National Guard gave me a chance to fly helicopters now instead of fixed-wing aircraft.
To learn how to be part of the Army National Guard, log on to NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.